Coronavirus tests on cruise ship.
Results are expected this morning.
President defends outbreak response.
Everybody has to be calm. It's all going to work out.
$100 for hand sanitizer?
That's disgusting, and they're taking advantage of people right now.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The head of the World Health Organization urges nations to pull out all the stops to contain the coronavirus as the global infection count nears 100,000. There are 230 cases in the U.S., at least 12 deaths. Test results are due back today from some of the passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship that's off the coast of Northern California. Chris Grady's on board. He thinks action was slow after it was learned a previous passenger died from the virus.
They probably should have just had everybody go to their rooms pretty much immediately once they figure that out.
CBS's Jamie Yukis has more on the situation in Washington State, where ground zero for a deadly outbreak is a nursing home outside Seattle.
My mother, I got a phone call this morning that she passed at 3:30 in the morning.
Pat Herrick says she was told her mother, Elaine, died of natural causes. She praised the staff, but says her mother was healthy, and Herrick wants answers.
I'm asking and lobbying to make sure she gets tested. I want her body tested. And I've been told, well, we don't do that. You know, we just have to assume that it's natural causes. And so I'm saying that's not okay.
I think somebody somewhere decided that this population of people wasn't worth wasting resources on.
Kevin Connolly's father-in-law is also living at life care. He's demanding government intervention.
There is no quarantine. There is no process. It's getting worse. It's not getting better.
White House correspondent Ben Tracy tells us President Trump is defending the government's action to battle the virus.
We've done a great job. We've gotten the highest poll numbers of anybody for this kind of a thing.
On Fox News Thursday night, President Trump once again downplayed the threat of coronavirus and complimented his administration's response.
Well, the testing, we did it as soon as we found out that it was a problem, we did it.
But Congress is already investigating the slow rollout of coronavirus testing kits that are just now reaching labs across the country. Visiting a company that makes protective face masks, the vice president acknowledged a shortfall in the number of kits available.
We don't have enough tests today to meet what we anticipate will be the demand going forward.
The mixed messaging has frustrated lawmakers like Patty Murray from Washington State.
I am deeply concerned that I do not have the trust in this administration right now.
Well, now to Chicago, CBS's Adriana Diaz has more on how one hospital's handling the coronavirus.
We were at Rush University Medical Center when the fifth Illinois coronavirus case was confirmed.
To keep our staff safe, to keep our patients safe as well. So that
Dr. Paul Casey treated him.
We brought the patient in through a separate entrance that our other patients are using.
The case spotlights the front lines hospitals like Rush are now on. They conducted 6 video chats with concerned patients and prevent infected patients from entering the ER. We use the system to interview Dr. Mita Shaw.
We prefer not to unnecessarily expose other healthy individuals to the virus if it can be avoided. So the last thing we would want is a patient to have a lot of risk factors, sit in a busy waiting room, and potentially infect other individuals.
Well, supplies to fight the virus are either impossible to find or costly to buy, as we hear from CBS's Anna Werner.
Retail stores are selling out of products like hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, and masks.
What are you looking for?
Alcohol.
I'll get it for you.
In New York City, pharmacies are having trouble keeping up with demand.
Hand sanitizer comes. As soon as we get it, it's off the shelf.
One New Jersey woman says she went to 6 stores before finding hand sanitizer.
When I went to pay, she said $50.
Some say they won't pay the sky-high prices.
I think if you just get soap and wash your hands for like 20 seconds, I think it'd be fine.
Commissioner Laura Lee Salas from New York City's Department of Consumer and Worker Protection.
This is not a time to be trying to make a quick buck on the backs of hardworking people who are just very anxious and scared.
No endorsement, at least not yet, from Elizabeth Warren, who has exited the Democratic race for president.
To all of Senator Warren's supporters, we would welcome them to be on board.
Bernie Sanders now in a 2-man battle with Joe Biden. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Frontrunner Joe Biden has raised at least $7 million in the 2 days since Super Tuesday, and CBS News has learned that Mike Bloomberg continues to spend his personal fortune to defeat President Trump. He plans to deploy staff to 6 key swing states. They are going to be tasked with helping the Democratic nominee turn out the vote. The mayor remains deeply committed to defeating the president.
At a Fox News event, President Trump took note of the Biden surge.
I'll tell you, I was all set for Bernie because I thought it was going to happen. So mentally, I'm all set for Bernie. Communist, I had everything down. He's a communist. I was all set.
Stinging rebuke from a federal judge aimed at William Barr, the attorney general criticized for making misleading public statements about the special counsel's Russia report, spinning the findings to favor President Trump and showing a lack of candor. Legal scholar Lori Levinson.
You have a federal judge pointing the finger and saying, we can't trust what you say, either what you say to the court or to the American people.
The scene has shifted now from a hospital to a jail cell for sex crimes convict Harvey Weinstein. CBS's Gary Nunn is live in New York.
It was his first night behind bars in New York City's infamous Rikers Island. He was moved there after undergoing heart surgery on Wednesday at Bellevue Hospital. Just after his conviction, Weinstein suffered chest pains, heart palpitations, and high blood pressure. He is now under the care of five doctors for an array of medical issues. Weinstein also has hired a consultant to prep him for time in jail, Steve.
Alabama executed 43-year-old Nathaniel Woods. He was with another man who shot and killed three police officers. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King III and a sister of one of the victims spoke up for him, but appeals for clemency failed. Time to say so long to a familiar voice.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
That's Joyce Gordon. She was also seen in a lot of TV ads in the 1960s.
Frying right with highly unsaturated Crisco does give you digestible fried foods that don't taste greasy.
Gordon, who became known as the girl with the glasses and later a union leader, has died. She was 90 years old. Prince Harry and wife Meghan are back in Britain, wrapping up their final royal duties. CBS's Roxana Saberi in London.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are back at their first official engagement since January's shock announcement they're stepping back as senior members of the royal family. But it's also one of their last. Sunday Times royal correspondent Roy Anika.
They're cutting ties with doing charity work with the royal family's backing, but they will be launching, as we know, this big non-profit organisation, and I think we'll see lots of causes and organisations they support.
Being able to serve Queen and country is something that we're all rightly proud of, and it never leaves us.
But from April 1st, Harry and Meghan will no longer represent the Queen. They'll still hold their titles, His and Her Royal Highness, but won't be able to use them.
And that's the Friday Morning World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.